This is New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. It's been a week since 31,000 Stop and Shop employees went on strike in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Most of the store's regular customers are buying their food elsewhere, either to support the strikers or avoid the awkwardness of crossing a picket line. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
It's a tight squeeze in the cashier lines at Seatown Supermarket in Holyoke.
We're noticing like new people, like that never been here before.
Manager Tony Diaz says it's a little bit busier since workers at Stop and Shop went on strike, maybe by 10 or 15%. He says potential customers are calling with questions.
Do you sell like, you know, gluten-free items and things like that? So I try to help them as much as I can.
Diaz says his store isn't unionized, but he still feels for the Stop and Shop employees.
I understand that, you know, they're fighting for their rights.
Aneldi Kosterdot is picking out a mango. He usually buys some stuff here. He gets his deli and bakery products at Stop and Shop, but not today. He went over to the store but recognized some of the people who usually wait on him, picketing out front.
So I was going to go in, but then I seen a familiar face, and I felt like I wasn't supporting them if I stepped inside of the store. So I decided not to.
Kosterdot says Stop and Shop workers need the same things he and other workers do.
We're not all CEOs. We're regular day-to-day, you know, regular humans that live from paycheck to paycheck, and we depend on all our benefits. That's what we work for.
They're batatas. I know you boil them, you cook them, not for too long. They're roots.
Emily Guzman is buying root vegetables at Seatown with her six-year-old son. She was going to go to Stop and Shop in Chicopee, but turned away when she saw the picket line.
I don't know what I'm going to get myself into.
Guzman says she wasn't sure if one of the picketers would start asking her questions.
Yeah, a little uncomfortable. I don't know if there's going to be enough workers. I don't know. I've never seen anything like that.
Outside a Stop and Shop in Holyoke, things are calm as picketers chat. At nearly 5 in the afternoon, the parking lot is almost empty. Katie Newman, a dairy manager at the Westfield store, is wearing a sign that says UFCW, United Food and Commercial Workers. She says people are crossing the picket line in spurts.
People just coming and grabbing a few things or trying to suggest to them that they go shop somewhere else while we're on strike and support us. But they're still crossing the picket line.
Newman acknowledges it's hard on shoppers who don't have cars.
It's tough with people that are walking. We have to understand that they really can't get somewhere else, but we've been trying to offer people rides.
One worker on strike is teaching another how to ask shoppers not to shop here in Spanish. I ask if I can get in on the lesson.
Go ahead, Emily. Por favor, no compres aquí.
That's Emily, who works in the front of the store. She didn't feel comfortable giving her last name. Her co-worker, Emily Benoit, gives the Spanish a whirl.
No compres aquí. Aha!
Whether it's Spanish or English, the message is getting across.
Been really crazy here.
That's Darla Gormley, behind the Big Y customer service desk in Northampton.
But we've gotten a lot of extra staff on, so we've been covering pretty well, and we do the best that we can.
Outside the Big Y, Carol Pitzer is pushing a cart of groceries. She won't go to Stop and Shop until the strike is over. But she has mixed feelings, especially when it comes to how much strikers want to pay for health benefits.
They shouldn't have their benefits cut either, but they shouldn't be asking for the moon for health insurance. Everybody has to pay for it nowadays.
Health insurance premiums have emerged as a major sticking point in the Stop and Shop contract talks. The company says it's continuing to negotiate with the union, and in the meantime, it's donating more food than it usually does to food banks. Tyrone Housie, president of UFCW Local 1459, said in an online video message to strikers that Stop and Shop is losing millions of dollars a day that could have been put into a union contract.
You've got frozen foods going bad, dairy products going bad, meat products going bad, all the perishable things are going bad, and yet they continue to give us a hard time at the table.
Ironically, Housie said business at non-union grocery stores like Big Y is booming. And he said when the union finally has a contract, members need to do their best to bring customers back to Stop and Shop. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.